man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
These old boys can't do. You're tuned in to the Trump Phenomenon here on Tuesday, November 7th. 2017, one day before the commemoration of Donald Trump's amazing, history-changing, life-changing win back November 8th. And some of you in the audience tonight were with us 1 year ago when we, that was quite a show. It began at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, ended at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. That was exactly the hour in which the election results were coming in on national television and on alternative internet media, including republicbroadcasting.org. And the New York Times and the Washington Post were actually saying that the chances of Trump winning were less than 1 in 100. At that moment, at that time, Hillary was celebrating with Bill. They had their big audience there in the big hall in New York City. And they spent a whole bunch of money on the set, the stage, where she would emerge to announce her victory. And then Pennsylvania came in, and Florida, and Wisconsin. In Iowa. And how did they describe it? The blue wall of the Rust Belt states that the Democrats took for granted, states that they hadn't lost in six elections, was broken through by Donald Trump's appeal to his biggest voter base, which is high school educated white men. That's his biggest base. And interestingly, his base is not that strong among university graduates, even among whites. Pretty weird. I mean, we all understand it, actually. But a sort of a sad story about the value of a college education. So it's those Rust Belt workers. It's those people that make America run. It's the salt of the earth of America that elected Donald Trump. Many of them who had given up on politics decades ago. And it's still going that way. The demographics and the polling still follow that pattern. The election in Virginia today, where an establishment Republican, Gillespie, lost to the Democrat for the governor's position in Virginia. That polling showed the same pattern. Gillespie didn't endorse Trump strongly and lost. So perhaps a lesson embedded in that, certainly a lesson embedded in that. So no big deal in the results today. And we'll go through some other news here the last 24 hours in the Trump phenomenon. You are invited to call in at 800-313-9443. That's 800 313-9443. Let me pull up the call-in board here. Here it is. Lines are open. So if you want to call in and give your observations over the last 24 hours or this week, please join us. And here we go. The sort of the man who's turning into my favorite guy, short of Donald Trump, Steve Bannon, gave us tremendous interview today. And here's a little audio from that interview, just to get your thinking going on. I think the guy who Sebastian Gorka called the second most powerful man in America. It's kind of a striking observation when he said it. Who, Steve Bannon? He said, yeah, second most powerful man in America. Here is why. There's some of that thinking from Steve Bannon. Let's see if we have, well, I had the audio right here. And where'd it go? Here it is. I'll just drop it right into the timeline here in the middle. Steve Bannon.
JD was a young Marine Corps officer, went back to his Ohio and wrote about his family. Comes from a very blue-collar family.
Oh, here we go. Let's go a little earlier. He's talking about Hillbilly Elegy, a book he recommends that we all read. I haven't read it yet. Here we go. Let's start in here.
It's pretty awe-inspiring what they're doing, and they're in your face in doing it. The Chinese are using all forms of state power to be at economic war with the United States. It's obvious. By the way, J.D. Vance wrote the great book, Hillbilly Elegies. If anybody hasn't gotten it, you should read it. J.D. was a young Marine Corps officer, went back to his Ohio and wrote about his family. He comes from a very blue-collar family. And it's the sociological underpinnings of the Trump revolution. But in there, he told me about the study he had seen from Harvard and MIT that shows there's a direct correlation between the factories that left and the jobs that left for China and the opioid addiction and the opioid crisis that we have. You know, Raheem will talk later. Raheem's gone out and, you know, is doing this book going across America, but you can see the ascendant economy of Silicon Valley and Wall Street and Hollywood and Washington, D.C. all benefited from the rise economically of China. And the rest of the country was economically destroyed. The Bushes and that whole group in the early 2000s told us time and time and time again, as they sold one thing after the other, that as China came in and they became, we gave them fair trade deals, as we brought them into the World Trade Organization, we gave them most favored nation, MFN, most favored nation, that as they got wealthy, they would liberalize. As they got wealthy, they would become a liberal democracy. As they got wealthy, they would become a free market economy. Well, guess what? This wasn't kind of wrong. It was dead wrong. And so in the year 2017, in November, the president of China, after consolidating power and becoming up at the level of Mao Zedong and Deng Xiaoping, he tells the world that, hey, we won. And here's how we won. And here's how we're going to reshape the world in what they call the new era. We have an enemy of incalculable power, and they're not a strategic partner. They are an enemy. And we have to understand that. This now, and what you're seeing in the Persian Gulf, this is why I keep saying Qatar is everything. What do I mean by that? It's very simple. That China and Turkey and Iran have formed an alliance. You can see it every day. And that alliance wants to control the Persian Gulf. They want to control the oil resources of the Persian Gulf. In one belt, one road, what that wants to do is really to connect not just the central heart of Asia, but connect political Islam with the Confucian mercantilist authoritarian East. Once that's combined, that is a combination that the United States has never seen. And you're going to have opposing that. You're going to have Europe, the United Kingdom, the United States, Canada, Australia, India, Japan, those countries around the side. But I got to tell you, folks, that's the dark valley. This is the 1930s, and that's the dark valley we're going to walk through for the next 20 years, the valley of decision. And who got us here? Here's who got us here, the elites. The elites got us here. Right, these trade deals, this allowing China to run the tables on us, to force technology transfers. It's the elites of Silicon Valley, of New York and Wall Street and the media, Washington, D.C. and Hollywood. Here's the thing. Here's the crisis. Xi gives this speech, 3.5-hour speech, the most important speech of the 21st century. Gave a speech that Hitler, a Mussolini, or any of the Soviet guys or the military junta that ran Japan would never even think of giving. And did the media really cover it? No, you had a story in the New York Times, you had a story in the Financial Times of London, you had a story in the Washington Post, you had a couple stories. But there's no like narrative. There was nobody saying, hey, is anybody paying attention to this guy? You see what he just said? The TV coverage, here's what the TV coverage was. In the speech that in hindsight, in 20 years from now, they're going to look back like Hitler gave a speech at the Nuremberg rallies. Here's the TV coverage you had on CNN and BBC. It was the 91-year-old former premier was sitting there. It was 3.5 hours. He kept checking his watch. He's 91 years old, right? And he had a big magnifying glass. They thought it was a goof. They played the TV thing for a goof. They didn't have – and by the way, here's what gets me so upset. It's the people – Brexit in 2016 are inextricably linked, okay? If you listen to Breitbart News Radio, you know that because Alex, Marla, and Raheem were broadcasting live from London for weeks up to lead up to that. The Breitbart audience knew it. The Breitbart audience knows who Nigel Farage is. On the night of Brexit, when CNN came on, they couldn't even pronounce Brexit. Don Lemon and these guys, on the night of the Brexit win, they couldn't even find somebody who could pronounce the word, much less understood it was. The Breitbart audience knew about it. For 2 years, we had talked about it. For 2 years, we had articles about it. We had Breitbart London up for 3 years. The people that coached up, the rednecks, rubes, and hobbits that come to this radio show and read that news site knew more about it than the elites. And here's why Brexit and 2016 are connected. It's China. It's the exporting of their deflation and exporting their overcapacity that has gutted the Midland heartlands of industrial England and gutted the upper Midwest in the apparel business down in the South. It gutted it. Those jobs, hey, folks, guess what? Those jobs went to China. Your livelihoods went to China. Your family's fortune went to China. And people made money off it. The elites made money off it. They made a lot of money off it. And that all started with the Clintons in the late 90s. That was bad, but it was the Bushes who should have known better. And they just looked the other way and helped drive it. And yes, if President Bush wants to come on and debate me or Karl Rove or something like that about their presidency, let me repeat this. It's the single most destructive presidency in the history of our country. And I include James Buchanan in that. Okay. It's not even a question. And I'd even throw 9/11 in there. I let him off the hook. By the way, I'm a naval officer, and when you relieve the watch, you relieve the watch. You're on deck. It's your responsibility. I thought about this the other day. If President Trump, if this had happened in September, before I left the White House, that would be our responsibility. It's not the guy's responsibility who came before. Yeah, Bill Clinton did nothing. He exacerbated it. They were terrible. 9/11. If you're on watch, it's your responsibility.
Boy, he said a mouthful there, folks. And this is something we will be thanking Steve Bannon for. Long into the future. Nobody else is prominent as Steve Bannon. And the others who are seeing it are affiliated with Steve Bannon. So I'll lump them all together and just call these folks, these visionaries, Steve Bannon. Seeing the threat of China to you. And connecting how horrible giving us a look into the future, how horrible this promises to be. Having turned China, Donald Trump talked about it on the primary campaign trail very thoroughly, very frequently. He called it the greatest theft in the history of the world. But George Bush Jr., the idiot, gave our industry to China, gave our money to China, gave our technology to China, gave them free pass, most favored nation status to a communist dictatorship, membership in the World Trade Organization, a prestigious and powerful perch given to a communist dictatorship whose ambition, and then now here's something I need to cover. And I'll give my personal thank you to Steve Bannon here because he's waking me up. He says that the speech by Xi Jinping, recently given a 3.5 hour speech, and this is the first time I've heard this from Steve Bannon. He said it was this is the most important speech of the 21st century. And I haven't listened to it. I'm going to fix that right after this show. 3.5 hours. And in it, not portrayed, not covered by the lamestream media, Steve Bannon, alone, seeing the importance. And in this speech, apparently Xi Jinping says, Steve Bannon's summary, we won. We won against you, Americans. And we are now going to become a hegemon. We are going to dominate the world. We'll dominate trade. We'll dominate finance. We will be dominant militarily. We will dominate space. Seems unthinkable, doesn't it? We have been living in a bubble, a dream, as our money by the tens of trillions of dollars was traveling to China. Our technology. I mentioned last night that the F-35, that premier achievement of American ingenuity and brilliance and science, the Chinese took the whole thing. They've taken everything. A member of our audience gave me something. Let's see if this catches on. They didn't steal the whole enchilada. They stole the whole egg roll. Let's see if that catches on. China stole the whole substitute enchilada with egg roll. They've taken everything. Steve Bannon mentions another book I need to read. I've got to put this on my list. Hillbilly Elegy. And apparently the author, Vance, captures the spirit of us, of the patriotic, salt-of-the-earth Americans who elected Donald Trump and who Steve Bannon is letting them know that what happened to you was the betrayal of your future by these elites, by these faux Texans, the Bushes, who are actually Connecticut preppy elitists who relocated to Texas. They sold you out to China, a nation that is, and he says it rightly, is an enemy. It's not a trading partner. It's an enemy. And so I think we can thank Steve Bannon for the fact that Peter Navarro, the man who wrote Crouching Tiger and Death by China, was appointed by Donald Trump early on to be our chief trade representative, head of our trade office. And no better choice other than maybe Steve Bannon himself could have been made for that position. But I would put Peter Navarro in that orbit of people like Steve Bannon who are aware that China, how bleak is it? I don't want to be depressing in this show, but how bleak is it? Well, let's consider a word that Donald Trump is dead set against. He's a peace president. He wants to avoid war. Well, what are we facing with China? It's war. That's how bad this is. And a war with China would be, I don't even want to say it. I hardly want to think about it because of my children. This is a war that, it will ruin the lives. If such a war takes place, a China-America war would be unimaginably horrific. But that's what we're facing. Now, that connects some dots if you watch Donald Trump in recent comments, I should go get the audio for you. Donald Trump, in talking about his visit to Japan, South Korea, talking about North Korea and China, gave us some real clues. I'll be right back with those after this break.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We're back, folks. And we're going to talk about China and Steve Bannon, who's waking America and the world up to the reality of what China is doing. We went over some of the numbers, and some of them are still in my head. America's gross national product is $18 trillion by one scale, $18 trillion in a year. China's is $12 trillion and rising very fast. Ours has been stagnant under Obama for 8 years in the 2% range of growth, basically nothing. It started to get much better under Donald Trump, already more than 50% improvement, 3.2% growth. Even with hurricanes, But China has grown at double-digit numbers and is overtaking us to be the most powerful nation on earth. Russia, Paul was shocked, as was I, to realize that Russia's gross national product is only $1.2 trillion. A tenth of China's. So people are thinking, well, Russia will be a great bulwark for Europeans. Well, not at that rate. One-tenth of China's money or wealth or power. Now, something I'm trying to hunt down. I had a caller who called me before the show and said, I've got to find this audio of Sean Hannity saying TikTok. I've got some YouTubes here, and let me just see if I've got some audio of Sean Hannity saying TikTok. He's warning of a revelation that he can't share with us yet.
Put your name on something,
but it's coming. Let's see what he was saying. Here it is. Get through the mush here, the start of this YouTube. Oh, please. I hope. Okay, here he is. Let's listen to Hannity.
Sean Hannity is not known
to you. Oh, no. Please, not these.
During his recent.
Oh, I can't stand these YouTubes. Have you suffered these things, folks? I don't know what they are. These YouTubes that are an automated voice. What the heck are these things? How are they generated? Who's putting them out? Why would anybody watch such a thing? Automated voices. Boy, I thought I had it. I thought I had it there. I did not. Let me close that. Could somebody please give me the real audio? Well, I'll look for it for you. Let's go to our Breitbart headlines. One of them, a great interview that Chris Kobach did, warning us that Mitch McConnell, as much as an enemy as the Chinese, perhaps, Mitch McConnell is scurrying around in the shadows trying to legalize the DACA so-called dreamers. I was surprised to learn the Dream Act. I just read an article that said the Dream Act was introduced by Orrin Hatch way back when. Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach, and he's a candidate for governor in Kansas, says Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's plan to compromise by giving compromise, using that term very loosely, by giving amnesty to upwards of 3.3 million illegal aliens would be the worst possible thing he could do. Talk about that. And a good chance for you to call in at our call-in number. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
When this war is over, it will be a better day.
We're back, folks. Thanks for tuning us in. And I believe, a caller could correct me if I've got it wrong here, I think I'm watching a live feed from Korea. I think I am, of Donald Trump about to address the Korean National Assembly. Somebody help me if I'm wrong about this. It's saying that it's 11:12 a.m. in South Korea. Let me think about that. It's 8:30 at night here. Would it be that time in South Korea? Anyway, this is very interesting stuff. Sebastian Gorka is talking on Fox. Here's what they're saying.
Ron, these people don't think the same way we do. They don't have our priorities. They're not looking for reasonable solutions to what we consider a problem. For them, that's not a problem. That's their mark to get to domination in their region or whatever their objectives may be. And as long as you think that dealing with these kinds of regimes is like dealing with somebody on the other side of a negotiating table in the United States, as too often the State Department does, sadly, you're doomed to be defeated in negotiations. Your strategic position internationally will deteriorate, and actually you're increasing the risk that force might ultimately have to be used. What Reagan meant by peace through strength.
You look at the drama here, Dr. Gorka. He's 30 miles from the DNZ. This, I mean, the optics of the president of the United States knowing that these rockets have been fired and calling on the world to show strength and resolve in an effort to have a denuclearized North Korea is a powerful statement to the world. It's such a contrast to what we lived through the 8 years of Obama.
It's not an apology to Sean. I've had diplomats from the region reach out to me frequently in the run-up to this visit.
And what I'm seeing here, that's Sebastian Gorka. If this is live, and somebody, a caller, correct me if it's not, John Kelly is there in the big Korean National Assembly Hall. H.R. McMaster is there. He's sitting next to Jared Kushner. And they're awaiting the arrival of President Trump. And this is an incredible, he's 30 minutes away from the DMZ, and not certainly not at the speed of an ICBM. I mean, this is an incredibly gutsy thing for Donald Trump to even walk into this hall. He's really, on ICBM terms, he's only probably 2 or 3 minutes from the North Korean nuclear-capable ICBMs, against which there is probably not much of a defense. The THAAD units have been deployed in South Korea, American Terminal High Altitude Defense. But that's not, is that a real, actual, solid defense? Probably not. Let's listen in. I think Donald Trump might enter at any moment.
American cities to be threatened with destruction. We will not be intimidated, and we will not let the worst atrocities in history be repeated here on the ground we fought and died for. That's only a small snippet. Wow. What do you think, Ambassador?
Boy, that's great. And I think even Kim Jong-un can understand it. I think Xi Jinping in Beijing will understand it. It's a tribute to the people of South Korea. It emphasizes the strength of our alliance, the fact we have fought together back beginning in 1950 when the North Koreans invaded. And we now see an even more threatening challenge worldwide today. So if it's more like that in the speech, I think it will be very powerful.
Yuri, I have more. Hang on 1 second, Dr. Gorka, as it comes in here. The world cannot tolerate the menace of a rogue regime that threatens it with nuclear devastation. All responsible nations must join forces, isolate this brutal regime in North Korea to deny it from any support, supply, or acceptance. It is our responsibility and our duty to confront the danger together, because the longer we wait, the greater the danger grows, the fewer the options become, and those nations that choose to ignore this threat or worse, well, to enable it, the weight of the...
I believe what Sean Hannity is reading from is the prepared text of Donald Trump's speech, which he's about to deliver. And of course, he's very famous for departing from a prepared text and extemporaneously saying lots and lots of very important things. This could be right up there with Steve Bannon said Xi Jinping's 3.5-hour speech, the most important of the 21st century. This could be one of the most important speeches of our time. Very gutsy thing for the president. And what he has to deal with, put yourself in Donald Trump's shoes. The military situation vis-a-vis North Korea may be much worse than we know. The horror of what Donald Trump has the responsibility to avert. He's the only one with the power and the position. He may be staying up all night worrying about World War III, worried about a nuclear exchange with North Korea or China. And he was asked in a recent show, I think it was with Laura Ingraham, in the last couple of days, and she was asking about, well, can we get tough when you go to China, Mr. President? Can you get tough with the Chinese on their robbing of us in trade? And Donald Trump, he didn't disagree that that was desirable, but he did. I should have the audio for you. He pointed out there's North Korea, We have to deal with North Korea, and we need China to do that. Meaning, here's the meaning I extracted from that. Donald Trump's ability to deal tough with China about their robbing us blind is going to have to wait a little bit until he gets past whatever is going to happen here with North Korea. And so I think one of the things that he will do, one of the great things that he may do in his whole presidency, he is going to personally try to persuade Xi Jinping to stop North Korea in its nuclear program. And I mean, the stakes here are mind-boggling. Let's go back to this audio. I think it's live.
Better than anybody in his administration. That's why he fired the cruise missiles at Syria when they crossed Barack Obama's red line. That's why he's as strong as he is in dealing with North Korea and Iran. I think we'll hear more of that tonight, too.
You know, as the many times that I've interviewed the president as candidate and now as president, I want to go back to this idea. He does not believe in long, protracted conflicts. Sebastian
Gorka. Here he comes.
By the way, here comes the president. We just saw McMaster's and John Kelly and Hope Hicks being seated, and the president and the first lady making their way into the Korean National Assembly. A historic speech in Seoul, South Korea tonight, only 30 miles from the demilitarized zone. Warm reception, standing ovation from the highlights of the speech that were just literally released just moments ago. You see, it's going to be a pretty tough speech by the president. Let's now just
listen. This is history, folks. Melania looks wonderful.
존경하는 리 합중국 Your Excellency, President Donald Trump and Madam First Lady, official U.S. delegates, distinguished guests from home and abroad, including diplomatic corps in Korea and members of the National Assembly. As Speaker of the National Assembly and on behalf of the Korean people, I extend my heartfelt welcome to the visit by President Donald Trump and First Lady Mrs. Melania Trump to the National Assembly. Mr. President and Mrs. Trump, you are the first U.S. president in 25 years to make a state visit to Korea, representing the United States of America as a great country and Korea's enduring and longstanding ally.
Donald Trump's got a blue tie on, looks very serious. He's got his American flag pin. What a great leader. This is not just any old speech. This is a very gutsy thing for him to even be where he is sitting right now, only minutes away from a madman's nuclear-tipped missiles.
Steadfastness.
I think he's actually risking. He's actually taking an incredible risk right now.
And Mrs. Trump, distinguished guests, members of the National Assembly. Korea's remarkable transformation from an aid recipient to a donor country was achieved on the basis of the blood shed by our two peoples who fought side by side during the Korean War.
I was hoping that his comments, this, of course, very laudatory comments by the Speaker of the Korean Assembly, but I wish we could get Donald Trump. But that will be, he'll be up within moments, and we may or may not be able to get any of it in tonight's show. You could call in now if you'd like, 800-313-9443. I'll turn the Korean down. It's, see what he's saying.
Have worked closely together to deter the growing nuclear threat from North Korea and to achieve the peaceful denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. As articulated by your inaugural address where you said, now.
So the this is something coming up, and Donald Trump is seated right in front of the dais there, and looking very, very, very serious. He's listening to the translation that you are hearing. He's listening to that in his earpiece. And what a story Korea is. South Korea, tremendous achievement, an economic giant. North Korea, the most incredible communist dictatorship, starving its own people but yet with incredibly dangerous military technology. And of course, a huge chunk of that undoubtedly. Oh, here's a nod to Melania, who's getting
from the sea to accept our warm welcome. Thank you.
She's standing to accept the applause. She's been knocking them out in Asia.
Now, let me introduce you to the leader of the world, the President of the United States of America, Donald Trump.
The leader of the world. Oh, my. So we're going to get at least get to hear Donald Trump open. Here he is.
Assembly Speaker Chung, distinguished members of this assembly, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for the extraordinary privilege to speak in this great chamber and to address your people on behalf of the people of the United States of America. In our short time in your country, Melania and I have been awed by its ancient, modern wonders, and we are deeply moved by the warmth of your welcome. Last night, President and Mrs. Moon showed us incredible hospitality in a beautiful reception at the Blue House. We had productive discussions on increasing military cooperation and improving the trade relationship between our nations on the principle of fairness and reciprocity. Through this entire visit, it has been both our pleasure and our honor to create and celebrate a long friendship between the United States and the Republic of Korea. This alliance between our nations was forged in the crucible of war and strengthened by the trials of history. From the Incheon landings to Pork Chop Hill, American and South Korean soldiers have fought together, sacrificed together, and triumphed together. Almost 67 years ago, in the spring of 1951, they recaptured what remained of this city where we are gathered so proudly today. It was the second time in a year that our combined forces took on steep casualties to retake this capital from the communists. Over the next weeks and months, the men soldiered through steep mountains and bloody, bloody battles. Driven back at times, they will their way north to form the line that today divides the oppressed and the free.
Nice.
And there, American and South Korean troops have remained together holding that line for nearly seven decades.
Wow.
By the time the armistice was signed in 1953, more than 36,000 Americans had died in the Korean War, with more than 100,000 others very badly wounded. They are heroes, and we honor them. We also honor and remember the terrible price the people of your country paid for their freedom. You lost hundreds of thousands of brave soldiers and countless innocent civilians in that gruesome war. Much of this great city of Seoul was reduced to rubble. Large portions of the country were scarred, severely, severely hurt by this horrible war. The economy of this nation was demolished. But as the entire world knows, over the next two generations, something miraculous happened on the southern half of this peninsula. Family by family, city by city, the people of South Korea built this country into what is today one of the great nations of the world. And I congratulate you. In less than one lifetime, South Korea climbed from total devastation to among the wealthiest nations on earth. Today, your economy is more than 350 times larger than what it was in 1960. Trade has increased 1,900 times. Life expectancy has risen from just 53 years to more than 82 years today. Like Korea, and since my election exactly 1 year ago today, I celebrate with you.
We'll be right back with the president after this break. Stay with us.
Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back, folks. And this is the president. We'll only be able to get a minute or two more in. He just said some magnificent things about our military strength, but let's listen to the president, not me.
Authors penned roughly 40,000 books this year. Korean musicians fill concert halls all around the world. Young Korean students graduate from college at the highest rates of any country. And Korean golfers are some of the best on earth. In fact, and you know what I'm going to say. The Women's U.S. Open was held this year at Trump National Golf Club in Bedminster, New Jersey. And it just happened to be won by a great Korean golfer, Sung-hyun Park. And 8 of the top 10 players were from Korea. And the top 4 golfers, 1, 2, 3, 4, the top 4 were from Korea. Congratulations.
Congratulations. A beautiful touch.
That is really something. Here in Seoul, architectural wonders like the 63 building and the Lotte World Tower, very beautiful, grace the sky and house the workers of many growing industries. Your citizens now help to feed the hungry, fight terrorism, and solve problems all over the world. And in a few months, you will host the world, and you will do a magnificent job at the 23rd Olympic Winter Games. Good luck. Korean miracle extends exactly as far as the armies of free nations advanced in 1953, 25 miles to the north. There it stops. It all comes to an end.
Wow.
Dead stop. The flourishing ends, and the prison state of North Korea sadly begins.
Wow.
Workers in North Korea labor grueling hours in unbearable conditions for almost no pay. Recently, the entire working population was ordered to work for 70 days straight or else pay for a day of rest. Families live in homes without plumbing, and fewer than half have electricity.
Hard-hitting.
Parents bribe teachers in hopes of saving their sons and daughters from forced labor. More than 1 million North Koreans died of famine in the 1990s, and more continue to die of hunger today. Among children under the age of 5, nearly 30% of afflicted and are afflicted by stunted growth due to malnutrition. And yet, in 2012 and 2013...
Wow, I have to turn that down. This is history happening right now. It was wonderful. He started to get into his hard-hitting portion of the speech. Thanks for listening. We'll have the full coverage of this speech and its outcome tomorrow. See you then. Thanks.
Don't stop believing.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
You're listening
2022 Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.